There are three evils involved here in the man-made justice system: revenge, retribution, and restitution, all of which are problems in practice that perhaps cannot be conceived of in advance. We already looked at revenge, and retribution is pretty much the same thing, an attempt to impose a punishment upon somebody else. Why? It's a waste of your resources. It has no value to you whatsoever. If you think that this is going to change society over the long run, that individuals will be afraid to commit crimes and so forth for fear of imprisonment and all, then you can see that under the present system, as many people go to jail, crimes do not stop as a result of it. It's an attempt, very weak and feeble, to try to change the nature of other individuals by scaring them or threatening them and so forth, when what you really have to do to thwart their desire is to make yourself invulnerable to their predatory desires. The third one, restitution, is the biggest problem of all because it is a little bit sneakier and it's more subtle. But you still have to come back to the question of how much restitution, who gets to decide it, and how will it be enforced upon the guy who doesn't agree with the amount of restitution. Only in advance can such things be determined, then voluntarily by the two individuals involved, where an individual says, look, if I fail to live up to this contract, for whatever reason, I agree to pay the following indemnity to you. Then, if I don't live up to that, then of course I have blackballed myself in the marketplace, or whatever, I'll face the consequences of it. But the fact is that I then have something that was determined by a standard that I have already agreed to. I have said, yes, I would abide by the standard that if I failed to live up to this, it would be restitution would be warranted of $10,000. But after the fact, to suddenly haul somebody else into court who has different standards than you do and try to establish now a basis upon which a clear-cut objective restitution can be determined is, of course, merely trying to take two standards and reconcile them, and it can't be done. And whoever has the power to make the decision is the one who is ruling society. That man is a dictator. That man has the ability to make decisions and enforce them on other people who do not agree with the nature of his decisions. He is as much a dictator as the President of the United States, the Premier of the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, or whatever, because he has the one vital ingredient, power. He has the ability to make decisions and carry them out because he has unobstructed resources to back him up. Now, let's assume then that there is no way to get a societal structure that could prevail by being in harmony with all of the individuals involved. Well, what then? Suppose a government would collapse tomorrow and so-called anarchy would prevail. All right, what would you do then under those circumstances?